the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear friends, Salamun Alaikum. And welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because today we're going to speak about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيب سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات today, Tuesday, is the 23rd of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we open the Holy Quran at the beginning of this episode and we'll listen to chapter Al-Ahzab, verse 40, and then we'll learn one important point about this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما.
Muhammad is not the father of any one of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah and last of the prophets, and ever is Allah of all things knowing.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This holy verse is the only verse which consists of both name of the Holy Prophet and has mentioned his messengership in the form of two titles, Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, the Seal of the Prophets. Moreover, the holy verse also hints to this fact that the Prophet's passion is above the passion of a father to his child, because his passion is the messenger's passion to the Ummah, especially the Holy Messenger, who knows there will become no messenger after him, and he must foresee whatever is necessary for the Ummah until the hereafter carefully and with utmost sympathy.
على الهادي حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله آه يا نبي.
This is today's special, and we'll learn about the morals and the behavior of the Holy Prophet. The purpose of all the revealed books has always been inner purification. Prophet Abraham prayed to his Lord to send to his descendants a messenger who would recite his signs to them, teach them the scripture, and purify them. This great purpose is what Prophet Muhammad declared when he said, I have only been sent to perfect good moral characters. The good moral character referred to here is comprehensive. It includes how we conduct ourselves with our Lord, how each of us relates to his or herself, and how we treat other people. The Prophet's statement implies there are two types of good moral conduct. The first is common knowledge. People know it instinctively. The other type is that which completes and perfects it. This cannot be known without Allah's guidance through revelation. The Prophet was sent to teach it to the people as part of the messenger he brought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, in this show we are going to talk about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Unlike grants and despotic rulers, the Holy Prophet ﷺ never looked at those who were addressing him with half-closed eyes. The Holy Prophet of Islam ﷺ did not care to sit down in the seat of honor in gathering, and on entering any place would sit down in the first empty seat available. We can easily compare this beautiful behavior of the Holy Prophet with those who we have in mind among the arrogant people who prefer to be seated at the very best, at the best places in any congregation or any assemblies. He did not let anybody stand up before him and treated others most respectfully. Of course, the virtuous people were most revered by him. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was justly angered when he observed a violation of God's commands and of Islam, and was most pleased at the good deeds. Both his pleasure and displeasure were for God. He would never allow anybody to accompany him on foot when he himself was riding. He would pick him up beside himself if he was able, and if not, the Holy Prophet of Islam gave him a time for an appointment in a given place and would ride alone. On group journeys, the Prophet ﷺ would work like the others and would never let anybody work instead of him. Once on a journey, his companions asked him to allow him to do the work. In answer to this request, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "I do not like to be treated as if I were privileged, because God does not like any of his creatures to consider himself privileged and to be treated as if he was privileged over others." This is what the Holy Prophet said.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Be with us. This is the Prophet's cleanliness and orderliness. The Holy Prophet of Islam was fond of scent and spent more on buying perfumes than on food. His pleasant smell filled the air of any place he passed, so that whosoever passed there knew that the Holy Prophet of Islam had passed that way. He used to brush his teeth frequently and washed his blessed hands both before and after meals. Whenever the Prophet of Islam was about to leave his house, he would look into a mirror or into water. He always left home with a clean, pleasant appearance.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
You're our Prophet. Our beloved, truly you are most just and kind.
From the list of value lessons from Prophet Muhammad's life were rich to honesty in conducting trade. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, was extremely honest and trustworthy in his day-to-day affairs. This was a rare quality in the era he lived, when merchants and vendors used to swindle and deceive the customers to petty profits. When he left on a trade journey, his female employer at the time, Hazrat Khadija, sent another employee to accompany the Prophet to observe the way he dealt her goods. His findings indicated that Khadija's business was being handled by the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure family with utmost diligence and sincerity. Upon return, the Prophet came bearing handsome profits on account of his honest dealings. This unique characteristics of Holy Prophet impressed her so much that later on she sent him a proposal of marriage, which ultimately Prophet Muhammad accepted.
And when we look at the life of the Prophet, we find that the Prophet was truly sublime in his character. He was consistently a man of sublime character. Nothing swayed him. His position in society, the money that he had, the place that he had in society, the strength that he had, none of this changed. Because when we look at the life of the Prophet, we find that the Prophet, even before he became a messenger, that he lived a life of poverty. And even in fact afterwards, that he lived a life of poverty. That he was not one who was egotistical. And this did not change the Prophet's akhlaq, his manners, his ethics, his inner disposition, his sublime morals. It did not change from before he had access to wealth to after he had access to wealth. It did not change him. From before he had leadership in society and after he had maintained leadership. From before he had power to after he had acquired power. Nothing changed him. He always maintained his sublime character. And this is the essence of what it means to have morals and ethics.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you for listening to us. There was today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. We'll learn more about the Prophet of Allah. Peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Inshallah. Thank you and have a nice time.
Mustafa, anta nabiyul amin, wa sayyidul mursaleen, rahmatan lil alameen. بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين.
Food for thought.
Hello, everyone. Here are some words worth pondering upon from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Faith stands on four supports. They are dependence upon God, entrustment with God, submission to the decision of God, and satisfaction with the acts of God. This belief stands on four supports. They are the desire for the worldly pleasures, fear from missing any worldly pleasures, anger, and passion.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
It guides us through life. It has taught us everything. We should learn and appreciate what it gives us. And try to apply them to our daily lives. How is it possible? By means of Quran.
این خوندن قرآن و تلاوت قرآن قدم اول است برادران من این قدم آخر نیست.
Reading and recitation of the Quran is the first step, brothers, not the last one.
هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين.
It is he who has sent his apostle with the guidance and the religion of truth, that he may make it prevail over all religions, though the polytheists should be averse.
والذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
تلاوت قرآن با صوت خوش با آداب که شیوه خاصی دارد، موسیقی خاصی دارد، روش خاصی دارد، اینها چیزایی لازم است.
Recitation of the Quran in nice tones should be performed according to particular methods and tones.
اما این کافی نیست.
But it's not enough.
مشکل بزرگ مسلمانان دنیا دوری از قرآن. دوری از قرآن. از قرآن.
Muslims' major problem is losing touch with the Quran. 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 کتاب
الله. Oh Lord, here I am. Your door, send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. This hadith is about retribution or qisas. This is a topic that has been mentioned in many places in the Holy Quran. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran, we read, "There is life for you in retribution." This is a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاسِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Maybe you will be God-wary. لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Also, in another verse, we read, "A sacred month for a sacred month, and all sanctities require retribution. So should anyone aggress against you, assail him in the manner he assailed you, and be wary of Allah, and know that Allah is with the God-wary." Also, and in it we prescribe for them a life for a life, and an eye for an eye, a nose for a nose, and an ear for an ear, a tooth for a tooth, and retaliation for wounds. Yet whoever remits out of charity, that shall be an atonement for him. Those who do not judge by who Allah has sent down, it is they who are the wrongdoers. So in this connection, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam said the following. He said this with respect to the verse we recited, there is life for you in retribution, he said. He explained why this is so. The Imam said, because whoever intends to kill and knows that he will be punished as a result and refrains from doing so, there will be a new life for the person who he intended to kill. For the criminal wanted to kill, and the life for people other than these two who know that retribution is obligatory and they do not dare kill for fear of retribution. Similarly, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, Allah ordained faith to be purification from polytheism and retribution to act as prevention of bloodshed. Finally, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, revive retribution. Ihyul qisas, revive it, and revive the truth, and do not disperse, meaning do not be disunited amongst yourselves. Be Muslims and submit, and you will be saved. These are the things that can save you: retribution, unity amongst yourselves, and submission to the orders of Allah in general terms. These are all acts which can save you, and you will be secure from all dangers, both in this world and in the hereafter. But of course, a retribution is an act which is higher than it, and that is forgiving the retribution. The Prophet said, whoever forgives blood money, their reward will be nothing short of heaven. And the Prophet said, any person who is afflicted on their body in any way and will remit this out of charity, Allah will elevate their level and demote their mistakes. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at retribution in the words of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. So here we are with some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, and Hassan Nasrullah. Welcome to your brothers. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, good. How about Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Okay, welcome everyone. Thank you so much. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about ayah 276 and 277 of Surah Al-Baqarah on page 47. Brothers and sisters, I hope, inshallah, you have your Quran. Please turn to page 47, ayah 276 and ayah 277. Everyone, let's once listen to the recitation of these two verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yamhaqu Allahu ar-riba wa yurbi as-sadaqat. Wallahu la yuhibbu kulla kaffarin athim. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
That was great recitation. I will do it once. I hope Hussein, Hassan, Ali Nasir and all our brothers and sisters, inshallah, listen and repeat. Are you ready, guys?
Yes, sir.
Let's go. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات.
يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات.
والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم.
والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة.
أحسنتم. وآتوا الزكاة لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
وآتوا الزكاة لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
الحمد لله. ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah Almighty, in these two verses, actually the first one continues the talk about riba. Or usury, okay? Which is called usury, riba. In Persian, we say sudkhuri, okay? Riba, sudkhuri. In Arabic, it's called riba. And in English, it's called usury, okay? Guys, Allah Almighty says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. I gave you an example in the previous session. I'll give you this example again. We'll talk about it. Ali Nasir, I gave you 100,000 thumans today, and I want you to give me 150,000 next month.
Yes.
So, because you need this money today, you may be forced to accept it. All right? While it's not okay. It's not fair. Yes?
Yes.
You say, well, I might not have that much, but since I need it today, okay, I'll pay. This is haram, yes? This is called riba.
Yeah.
You, because you are forced to do it.
Yeah.
So, next month you pay me 150, and I think with myself, oh yeah, I pay him 100,000 thumans, next month he's going to give me 50,000 thumans more, and I'll give another person 100,000 thumans, and I'll get 50,000 more, okay? In 1 month, oh, I earn 100,000 thumans more. And I do this, okay, with people. People ask me for a loan, okay? I give them, and I get more income, and I think, oh, I got a good business here, yes?
Yeah.
I earn extra money every month, yes? And maybe sometimes, like you pay 1 million thumans and you will earn 2 million thumans next month, okay? With riba.
Yeah.
Your business is haram, riba.
Yes.
But you might think, yes, you're getting good money, okay? It has a good money. Yes? You say, oh, I make a lot of money every month. You might be happy with this, but be careful. In fact, maybe apparently you have a raise in your income, but it's not exactly a raise. Okay? You are destroying your akhirah with this. Okay? Yes, of course you have a raise in your money, your income today, but tomorrow, yes, of course, the position that you could have in the Jannah, you'll not have it. You destroy your akhirah. That's why Allah Almighty says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. Allah Almighty decreases or deprives usury, riba, of all blessings. Okay?
Yes.
Allah Almighty will not bless such a person. You might think that, oh, I can buy home. Even if you buy home, something will happen to you. Even if you buy a car with that money, okay, haram money, you will have a car, an accident. Or you might spend the money, okay, in a very difficult way, in with problems or troubles you will face, okay? Be careful. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Now, almsgiving or charity, people might think like, if I pay money to poor people, I will not have money myself, okay? But Allah Almighty says, no, almsgiving is so good. I'll increase it. I'll increase the barakah. I'll increase the blessings, okay? Well, bless almsgiving with increase. And Allah does not love those who are ungrateful, okay, of His blessings. In the next ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, Allah Almighty talks about, actually appreciates us to do good deeds, أَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ, to do the prayers, maintain the prayers, and pay the zakat. Okay, Allah Almighty says, لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزُنُونَ. If you be with this group of people, you will have no fear, no grief, be careful. Okay? This is your ajr. This is your blessing that you will get. Okay? Inshallah, your reward. So guys, we understood riba is haram. And if we think like we'll have a raise in our income, this is completely wrong. Okay? Don't think so. And yes, always almsgiving, it's very good. So, thank you so much. We explained shortly, okay, these two verses. But, of course, you have to refer to the Tafasir book for more explanation. هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran. Now we'll move on with the Tajweed rules. Some of the important rules will be mentioned here. Brothers and sisters, pay attention please. Hussein, are you ready to work on the Tajweed rules?
Yes, sir.
Hassan, Ali Nasir. Ready, inshallah?
Yes.
Okay. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. The first important rule is, of course, the pronunciation of the letter
قَاف.
And the letter لَام in the word Allah.
Yes.
Hussein, the rule says, if you have a fatha sound or a dhamma sound before the word Allah,
yes,
the lam must be pronounced with
heavy
sound,
yes,
with full mouth. Allah this way, or Allahumma. But if you have a kasra sound before the word Allah, it must be pronounced
lightly
with an a sound. La, Bismillah. Yes.
Yes.
So this one, of course, yamhaqu. Qaf has a dhamma, and it's the letter before the word Allah. So the letter lam in the word Allah must be pronounced heavily with full mouth. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ. Read it, Ali Nasir.
يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ.
Ahsan. Hussein.
يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ.
Hassan.
يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ.
Ahsantum. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ. Everybody.
يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ.
MashaAllah. That's the way we pronounce the letter lam and the word Allah. The rule we just reviewed. وَيُرْ بِالصَّدَقَاتِ يُرْ Pay attention. If you have a ra, which is sakin, doesn't have any a, e, u sound. If it has, we will apply the rule of itself, okay? Like if it has fatha or dhamma, it will be pronounced heavily. If it has a kasra, lightly, yes? But if we have sakin ra, you should pay attention to the previous letter, the harakat of the previous letter, okay? Yurubi. Ra is sakin, but before ra we have ya. Ya is having a dhamma, yes? You should pronounce the letter ra
heavily.
There are some rules we mentioned in the tajweed classes, and I want you to listen back and review them, okay? There are some exceptional cases that we are not going to talk about them. Wa yur, not yur, no. Wa yur bi sadaqat, right? Sadaqat. Qila tells you,
waqf is better than?
Wasl. Okay. Wallahu, again. Wallahu, lam is pronounced heavily. La yuhibbu kulla kaffarin athim. Guys, one important point. Sometimes we make a very light mistake and it changes a lot of things. A tiny mistake changes a lot of things. Look, if you read it, wallahu, God forbid, if you read it, la yuhibbu. If you don't read it, la yuhibbu, it's la with a sound, like long vowel. If you read it with short vowel, the meaning completely changes. Look, wallahu la yuhibbu. If you read it this way, it's correct, which means Allah does not like those who are ungrateful. But if you read it, wallahu la yuhibbu, it means Allah for sure loves those who are ungrateful. The meaning changes, yes? Pay attention to the long vowels and short vowels also. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ Pay attention to the A-A sounds. Heavy sounds, like the harful mat, alif mat with light letters and heavy letters. Alright? وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ Right?
Yes.
There is an alif on the top of waw. Of course, you have to remember this rule. It's just a base. The waw is just a base, and alif is pronounced here. وَآتَوُ الزَّكَاةَ A lot of students make mistake here. They might think, because we have this ayah a lot, okay? أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ Or sorry, أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ Here, this one is not. Atuzakat. This is ata wuzakat. Atuzakat means pay charity, pay zakat. Ata wuzakat means they paid. Those who paid.
Mm-hmm.
Two meanings. Atuzakat, it's a command.
Yes.
Aqimu salat, maintain the prayers and pay the zakat. Aqamu salat means those who maintained the prayers, those who were doing the prayers. And ata wuzakat, those who paid. So, these are the important rules, okay? Lahum ajruhum. Qalqala, inda rabbihim. Ikhfa, inda rabbihim. Wala khawfun alayhim idhar. Wala hum yahzanun. Inshallah, may Allah Almighty count us among these people. So, thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Ali Nasir, Hassan, yeah. And Hussein. Do you have any questions?
No
questions. Alhamdulillah, we mentioned all the important points here. Okay, we hope inshallah you practice them. Also, for more information about explanation, interpretations, please refer to the Tafasir book. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International School. Of course, thanks to you brothers for being with us. See you in the coming sessions. Stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه
Let's recite the Quran A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آيات
صفاته نبع الهدى نرق الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. اشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication, in which Imam Ali alayhi salam states, قَوِّ عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِحِي وَاشْتُدْ عَلَى الْعَزِيمَةِ جَوَانِحِي Strengthen my limbs in your service, fortify my ribs in determination. وَهَبْ لِيَ الْجِدَّ فِي خَشْيَتِكَ وَالدَّوَامَ فِي الْاتِّصَالِ بِخِدْمَتِكَ Bestow upon me earnestness in my fear of you and continuity. In my being's joined to your service. This ittisal bikhidmatik, this continuity in being joined to the service of the Almighty Allah, is what we discussed in the previous episode. وَالدَّوَامَ فِي الْاتِّصَالِ بِخِدْمَتِكِ This service of the Almighty Allah has different cases and instances, the most prominent of which is worshipping Allah. We said in the previous episode how important it is to worship the Almighty Allah and how it purifies our souls and how by that thing we can obtain the paradise. It has been narrated that the Almighty Allah has stated in some of His divine books, يَا ابْنَ آدَمْ أَنَا حَيٌّ لَا أَمُوتْ أَتِعْنِي فِي مَا أَمَرْتُكْ حَتَّى أَجْعَلَكَ حَيًّا لَا تَمُوتْ O son of Adam, I am the alive one. Who does not die. Obey what I have ordered you, so that I would make you an alive one, who would not die. Ya ibn Adam, أنا أقول للشيء كن فيكون أتعني فيما أمرتك أجعلك تقول للشيء كن فيكون. O son of Adam, when I say to something be, it will become immediately. So worship me so that I would give you the ability to say to things be and they would become immediately. So in this regard, there are some other facts that have been mentioned in traditions as the best kinds of worship, which are knowing Allah and being humble towards Him. Even before worshipping Allah, these are considered as cases of worshipping Him. Constantly thinking about Allah and His power, saying La ilaha illallah, saying there is no deity but Allah, and also La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, saying there is no power except from Allah. these things are all mentioned in the traditions and also considered as the cases of worshiping, even sincerity, piety, thoughtfulness, observing the rites of the believers, silence, and all the things we already know, things like Hajj, fasting, prayer, ignoring the sins, hiding your own worship, humility in performing the obligatory deeds, seeking lawful sustenance even, and lenience in our speech. They are all considered as worshipping Allah. Even loving the household of the Prophet ﷺ is an independent kind of worshipping.
Strengthen my limbs for your service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you and urge eagerly to be near you and draw myself towards you like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you and that I may join the congregation of the faithful congregated near you.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here feeling so good about all the things that we went through knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
As stated in the divine traditions and other traditions as well, the believing servant is of so much value that respecting him is considered equal to respecting Allah, and disrespecting him is as disrespecting Allah. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has narrated from Gabriel, from the Almighty, من أهان لي وليا فقد بارزني بالمحاربة. Anyone who disrespects my friend and my favorite servant has indeed rose to fight me. That's why serving the believing servants is like worshipping Allah, because serving the believer is in fact serving Allah. That's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, من قضى لأخيه المؤمن حاجة كان كمن عبد الله دهره. The one who fulfills a request of his religious brother is like the one who has worshipped Allah all his lifetime. Also, in this regard, Imam Sadiq عليه السلام states, من قضى لأخيه المؤمن حاجة قضى الله عز وجل له يوم القيامة 100,000 حاجة من ذلك أولها الجنة. If one fulfills an exegesis of his religious brother, Allah would fulfill 100,000 of his exegesis, the first of which is granting the paradise. This is showing the vast ocean of mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the things we can do, we can have in order to reach paradise, in order to reach salvation. And all these ways to reach salvation are put before us. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are focusing on certain phrases of the first sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the situation of the people at the time when the messengers and the prophets came. And he talks about a situation whereby these people, they kind of forget or they interpolate and change that promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has been addressed to them. And that promise, he says, he goes on to say, لَمَّا بَدَّلَ أَكْثَرُ خَلْقِهِ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِمْ, that when majority of the people, they start to change that promise of Allah that is there